The United States Air Force wants all its personnel to celebrate Gay Pride in June. One Texas congressman isn't pleased. Today is Monday, the 22nd day of May, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. You can help your fellow Texans stay up on the news of the Lone Star State by rating the Texas Minute and leaving a review. Coming up, the Attorney General of Texas has launched an investigation into the largest children's hospital in Texas. But first, a 33-year-old Austin teacher named Irving Perez has been arrested for possessing child porn. Perez is a pre-K teacher at Wayside Schools in Austin, a charter school system for students pre-K through 12th grade. School officials said they decided to immediately escort Perez off campus after they were notified of a Texas Department of Public Safety investigation. An Instagram account linked to Perez was allegedly used to obtain and share child pornography, including a video file containing child porn. Parents of students in Perez's classroom were personally notified by school officials. Business lobbyists and school district officials are working overtime to persuade Texas lawmakers to establish a new corporate welfare program. The proposed corporate welfare program is known as House Bill 5. It would replace and expand on the now-defunct Chapter 313 tax abatement program. That 313 program allowed school districts to waive property taxes for politically connected businesses and then have state taxpayers reimburse the schools for the lost revenues. Since 2007, the vast majority of Chapter 313 agreements facilitated the development of unreliable energy projects like wind farms, which so notoriously failed during the 2021 winter storm. To be eligible for the new corporate welfare program, an applicant would have to be able to demonstrate that the proposed project would produce a net benefit to the state's economy in an amount greater than the foregone property taxes within 25 years. The applicant would also have to demonstrate that approval for receiving corporate welfare is a determining factor in deciding whether or not to go forward with the project. Texas's regular legislative session ends in 1 week, on Monday, May 29th. With Congress considering its annual national defense spending, the United States Air Force has made the curious decision to send out a memo recognizing the month of June as LGBTQ Pride Month. The memo sparked pushback from Texas Congressman Chip Roy and others who are concerned about the military being used for political purposes. The Air Force memo encourages installation commanders to plan and conduct activities that celebrate Pride Month. Congressman Roy told Fox News he wants to know when gay pride rainbow uniforms will be rolled out by the Air Force. For my part, I can't help but wonder that if the Air Force had been a little less focused on gay pride celebrations and a little more focused on national security, maybe the massive leak of security documents perpetrated by a 21-year-old airman wouldn't have happened. It's the 22nd day of May, and the Texas Minute will be right back.
Rape, murder, crime, and a total disregard for the rule of law are spiraling out of control in our country due to the invasion at our southern border.
So where do we go from here? I'm Wade Miller, and I'm inviting you to listen to Exposed: Border Invasion. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts.
Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched an investigation into Texas Children's Hospital of Houston for allegedly performing child gender mutilation procedures, which he says constitute child abuse under state law. This investigation is in addition to one examining similar allegations at Dell Children's Hospital in Austin. Investigative journalist Christopher Rufo recently shared internal records from Texas Children's Hospital in Houston revealing that the institution resumed performing child gender mutilation procedures only 3 days after announcing they would halt the practice. Last week, the Texas legislature gave final approval to Senate Bill 14. That legislation bans medical providers from prescribing to minors puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilative surgeries. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign the measure into law. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Daryl Frost, Emily Wilkerson, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.